Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
With just more than 2 months remaining until Southern Sudan becomes the world's newest independent nation, the United States remains deeply troubled by ongoing violence spurred by militias and armed groups operating there. We condemn the recent violence and urge all parties to refrain from actions that could provoke conflict or imperil stability in the region during this critical period. Especially worrisome are allegations of external support for militias and armed groups operating in the north and south. The United States has made clear that these kinds of activities are dangerous and unacceptable. Destabilizing actions on the part of either party, including the use of proxies to create violence and instability, are inconsistent with the spirit of the 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement and the roadmap for improving bilateral relations that we offered to the Sudanese government last September. We continue to call on northern and southern leaders to work cooperatively to improve internal security throughout Sudan and to focus their energies on resolving security issues as part of an inclusive political dialogue in the lead-up to independence. While the challenges facing Sudan are many, the U.S. remains confident that a peaceful transition to independence is possible and that Sudan's north and south can emerge as two viable states at peace with one another and their neighbors.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.